morning, everyone.
And Rosie is a voice that listeners of Farm and Country have known for so many years and still contributing to the show and contributing her volunteerism in so many ways. Just like new volunteer Dennis, you've got new volunteer, longtime volunteer, side by side.
I heard Rosie first time a couple of weeks ago. She was visiting some farmers markets, and that was the first time I heard her on the air. And I've been a fan of Farm and Country since I moved back to the Catskills.
Look at that.
Well, thank you for listening, and I appreciate very much sitting next to you. It's an honor to sit next to another volunteer, especially one that listens to Farm and Country and gets inspired. So it's we're good people, too. We help out, and we support and are so proud of the staff that keeps the airwaves humming, but we do our part.
The volunteers are the heart of Radio Catskill. There's so many folks that come in and do this out of their own good heart themselves. They come in and contribute in so many ways. Dennis hosts weekend editions on Saturdays. Rosie contributes to Farm and Country. And also today, I think Rosie is making a very special, big, generous contribution to the station. Do you want to tell folks what's going on?
Yes. Dennis, as you know, I have a past here with Radio Catskill. For 11 years, I produced, I was part of Farm and Country. And this year, my husband and I just came up with the idea, oh, Rosie, when we give a pledge this time, let's do it in honor of the volunteers. And I just thought, oh, that's so nice. You inspired me. He goes, well, you do so much volunteer work, and I admire you, and I admire all the volunteers. So, but Tim will explain that this is a challenge and it's a matching pledge. It's a matching thing. So for $2,000, we're donating $2,000 and in honor of the volunteers. But we want the audience to understand that this has to be matched.
Right. That's how our challenges work. So amazing. A $2,000 challenge from Rosie and Norm and in honor of our volunteers, who, as I said, are the heartbeat of this station. We need to match that, though. So if we have to raise $2,000, Dennis, that's how it works. So how can folks do that?
It's very easy. You can call 845-482-4141. You can donate online at wjffradio.org. Or you can download our new app, Radio Catskill, and donate through the app.
Which Dennis just downloaded this morning. Gives it 5 stars already, Rosie.
Well, let me tell you, you're a natural. I love it when I can observe another person that just came to the station and they're ready to go with radio. It's a real talent and a gift. Thank you, Dennis.
It's fun. I did it in college for a number of years and shortly after that, and it's fun to be back.
He's back and he's better than ever. He's returning full circle to his radio roots. And Rosie, you're here with, continuing to nurture your radio roots. As you said, you had produced a one-man band, Rosie Starr, for so many years with Farm and Country. Now still a contributor to Farm and Country. Kimberly Izar and Ronald Kelson are producing that as well with your input. What does it mean to continue on and doing that?
It means
still being involved.
It means so much because of Kimberly and Ronald. It's to work with the staff is really great because they have skills that I don't, and I give them what I can. And I started listening to the radio when I was a child, maybe 5 years old.
So
I'm always tapping into my listening roots and appreciating. And I think that's how I produced Farm and Country, as a listener to the audience, because people would stop and say, oh, I really hear what you're saying, and you speak from your heart. And yes, we do this work from our heart. So
There's a generosity that you hear from Rosie when she's on the air. And when you see Norm and Rosie out in the community, outside the station, there's that generosity continuing. And that generosity is coming here today with their $2,000 challenge on behalf of the volunteers at the station. We need to meet that challenge. So with your donation, we can do that. 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org or on the app.
On the app, Radio Catskill. Just download it. It comes up ready to go.
Quick and easy, right?
Quick and easy. And your donations make people like Rosie Starr and Ron Kelson, who is a resource, and Kimberly Izar, it's possible. It brings them to you. And I know you enjoy them.
Yeah, you've come to rely on this news and information, and folks have come to rely on, people tell me all the time, Farm and Country is one of their favorite shows, Rosie. I think it's because of the naturalness of it and like the fact that you're going out to these places that we all value in our community, and you're just meeting the people behind the produce, the people that are out there working the land, or you're bringing their creativity to this beautiful spot that we call home.
Yes, and often people need a little bit of a break from everyday news. That's so important, and Radio Catskill is great at giving us real journalism. But every once in a while, you need to take a break for happier news. And what's better than a good meal sourced from a farmer's market, or just taking a walk and talking about birds that you see or the ice on the river? So Farm and Country really addresses all of that. But getting back to the volunteers and why it would be so great to have financial support for them, as you'll see now, there's like at least 12 activities that the volunteers do here. I have a list, and maybe on the next break we'll go over the list. It's there's a lot of hats being worn here during the week, 7 days a week. There's talented volunteers every night of the week doing music shows and talk shows, and it takes editing and just different skills that people don't realize go into radio production. So right now, if you wouldn't mind, I know it's a busy day out there, 845-482-4141 is the number to call, or go online at wjffradio.org. You can pledge any amount, but we need to raise $2,000 to meet this challenge. And all volunteers will appreciate it, and I know the staff will too.
Well, we'll all appreciate it. You'll appreciate it, listener, too, because that will go back toward our overall goal. We're 51% of our $65,000 goal that we're trying to meet before the end of this coming week, this Friday. We can do it sooner if we hear from you. Dennis, tell them one more time how to do it.
Call 845-482-4141. Or donate online at wjffradio.org, or do what I'm going to do right now. Go on the app and donate.
And we want to thank Ellen from Chandelier, who donated. Thank you, Ellen. We now have $1,500 to go. So your donation makes it go
wonderful.
That much quicker.
Thank you.
845-482-4141, wjffradio.org. Or again, on the app. We've got Good for Mondays lining up in the studio to bring you some live music here. We're still getting set up here, but as soon as we're all plugged in and ready to go, we'll be bringing you some live music.
Thank you, Ellen. Do we have a bell to ring?
Guess what happened to the bell?
What?
We enthusiastically rang the bell the other night, and it broke.
Ay, ay, ay. Ding, 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 ding. We all have cell phones. We must have a sound effect with the bell.
We could get a bell sound effect, yeah, and we've ordered a new bell.
Tinkle, 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 ding, 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 ding.
I like the ding, 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 ding. Maybe not the tinkle part. But 845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org. Yeah, that bell served us well for so many years. I couldn't find it the other morning, and I went to go find it. The poor thing is like all broken, like off its little rocker. And we tried to fix it, but we ordered a new one, so...
Okay. Well, in the meantime, then, let's see. Musicians are waiting in the background.
They are getting their headphones on, and we have a couple more donations coming in. Tom from Beach Lake, thank you so much. And we also want to thank Cass from Narrowsburg. Thank you so much. That means now just $1,350 to go.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. It really means a lot.
We announced this challenge 5 minutes ago, and already we are whittling it down. It's a $2,000 very generous challenge from Rosie Starr and Norm, her husband, who are just wonderful. Well, they're wonderful people, but they're great volunteers and supporters of the station. And I think you hear that when you hear Rosie, or if you know Rosie and see her, you'll feel that as well. And we're so appreciative of all of the things that you do, and this challenge in particular. 845-482-4141 or wjffradio.org is where you can donate. Also, download the app and donate there. It's a $2,000 challenge. We need to match, and we're almost we're getting there.
When I was getting ready for today's show, I looked up volunteering, the history of volunteers. It actually began with Benjamin Franklin.
Really?
The first volunteer firehouse in Philadelphia, 1736. I thought that was a great little tidbit of information.
That's a very good information. I didn't know that, especially when we're looking back on the history of America now. And now we know where the volunteerism came from.
Playing with lightning, so he better figure out a way to put it out.
Sense of humor. Dennis, thank you. Dennis, radio and humor is great.
Dennis, dad jokes. All right, I think we've got our friends Good for Mondays set up in the studio, and we're going to get some live music from them. Hey, guys, how are you? Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Hello. How are you? It's Good for Mondays in the studio. We're live. We've got live music all day long. Good for Mondays making a return here to the studios. Hey, just introduce yourself real quick for folks and say hi. It's not. This is normally a six-piece band, but we've got three of you here today. Who do we have?
We have me, who is Julian Chiamo. That's me.
Kelsey Valencia.
Beck Monet.
And the three of you are the half of the group. The other three are sleeping in today. So tell us what you got to start us off with our live music Saturday.
All right. We're going to start with a song called If You Want to Build a House.
It's Good for Mondays on Radio Catskill. It's our summer fun drive, and we are bringing you live music all day long, starting off right now with Good for Mondays.
A solid start, a conversation. Lay it down on even ground, something to stand on. Something you can plan on. If you want to build a house, it's gotta have walls, proper framing, no matter how small. Start out with none, but you build one by one. That's how the walls get done. So when you say to me, you don't know what you want, but in your perfect world, a minute, what you're asking me to do is build a perfect home for you that only you. If you want to build a house, go ahead and do it. But you're doing it all wrong. You're asking me to stay and build one anyway. I just won't. No, I won't.
You're listening to Radio Catskill during our Summer Fun Drive live music Saturday. That's good for Mondays. The part of the band here, the full compliment you can hear out on the road in the community, but right now you're hearing them live in our studio during our Summer Fun Drive. And we're here in the studio with Rosie Starr, great volunteer, longtime volunteer, and she and Norm, her husband, have issued a $2,000 challenge during our Summer Fun Drive. And we have some more folks to thank, Rosie.
Okay.
We want to thank Heartbeat Music Hall of Grahamsville. And they're doing this in honor of Nikki Red. Thank you, Heartbeat Music Hall. And we also want to thank Bill from Pleasant Mount. Thank you very much, Pleasant Mount, PA. And then also Kristen from Calicoon. We only now have $1,175 to go on the $2,000 challenge. Rosie, we just announced this like 10 minutes ago, and already we're chipping away at all this. And thank you so much for your generosity.
Well, thank you for allowing me to come on here and share my spirit. And I think the people that understand what I'm talking about when they listen to Radio Catskill 7 days a week, every night, like when they turn on Tuesday night and hear Who's Our Grace, I mean, my gosh, he is the most unique individual, always full of love and passion for what he does. His music is great. Or Sabrina Artel.
Anytime that you're tuning in, you're hearing the great passion of our volunteers,
yes,
and folks that are here to help bring you all of the great public radio that you hear on this station.
Yeah. And some of the attributes that musicians are we waiting for the musicians to start again?
We were just going to give a little update on where we are on the challenge, and then we're going to hear more Good for Mondays.
Okay.
Is that good? Are you guys
right.
ready
yeah.
for another one? Let's hear a little bit more live music, Good for Mondays, here live in our studio on Radio Catskill during our Summer Fun Drive. And we're live here in Liberty. Are you guys ready to hit another one? Let's go.
Yeah.
Do it.
I love the name of this band. I love the name of this band.
And I love the sound.
And the song they just did was about houses. Building.
Go ahead, guys.
All right.
Hit it.
Breaking the silence, there's no point of hiding in the eye of the storm. The clock on the back wall you always hated ticks while you're waiting to walk out the door. Still you sit inside and pray for that sunshine. When you hear thunder, it's probably gonna rain. And if you ever wonder what it's like to go insane, dream about summer and a big blue sky. Till you hear thunder and then the lightning strikes. You swore it wouldn't happen again, no, not this time. You swore you didn't see a thing, but you ignore the signs. When you hear thunder, sometimes the lightning strikes. Sometimes the lightning strikes. Two Adirondacks out in the backyard, starting to cry. It's hard to imagine that, but the breeze and the green grass never get old. Even when it gets cold, it all comes back. While you sit inside and pray for that sunshine. When you hear thunder, it's probably gonna rain. And if you ever wonder it's like to go insane. Dream about summer and a big blue sky. Till you hear thunder and then the lightning strikes.
You swore it wouldn't happen again.
No, not this time.
You swore you didn't see a thing, but you
ignore the signs.
When you hear thunder,
sometimes the lightning strikes.
Good for Mondays on Radio Catskill live during Live Music Saturday at our Summer Fun Drive. Guys, you sound good. And we are adjusting some of the levels here so that we're sounding better. Tell us where you're going to be coming up so folks can check you out and where they can check you out on socials and stuff.
Yeah, so you can find us on Instagram at Good for Mondays. That song that you just heard is a song called When You Hear Thunder, and that's actually going to be releasing as our first single off of the second record. Coming the second week of August, we're releasing that. And you can find us next at Two Farms Brewing for another stripped-back acoustic version of some of those renditions on July 31st at 6:30. We'll be at Two Farms in Bloomingburg.
That's awesome. And guys, it sounded really great, and we appreciate you being here. Let's keep it going. What else do you have for us coming up?
This next song is called Alchemy.
It's Good for Mondays here on Radio Catskill, Live Music Saturday.
Take a good thing, make it bad. You took the best thing we ever had. You made magic become trickery. What's the opposite of alchemy?
Go sticking out of the ground. For fools just like you, could sparkle and shine in your eye,
and you pass it by.
Rocks in the river don't glow, but everyone knows which ones to throw.
Not gold or a stone. You made a fool out of me. What's the opposite of alchemy?
It's Live Music Saturday at Radio Catskill during our Summer Fun Drive. That's Good for Mondays. We are bringing you live music all day long, and we have a great lineup of folks. Good for Mondays here kicking us off, and I want to give folks an update on what's going on with our challenge issued by our volunteer, Rosie Starr. Rosie Starr's husband, Norm. Don't forget Norm. 845-482-4141 or wjffradio.org is where you can donate to help us match the $2,000 challenge, Rosie.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about how this is going pretty quickly. And guess what? More donations are rolling in. Greg from New Hampton, thank you so much for donating. And Dennis from Livingston Manor. Now we just have $975 to go. We are over halfway there. So amazing, amazing response.
It's amazing because people really appreciate the volunteer work. And I'll tell you, folks, over here, the studios are humming with musicians, live musicians, and the volunteers are setting this all up. Tim, of course, the staff is running the show.
Well, we've got all
the volunteers behind the scenes are making this work. And that's what this is all about. We're just making sure that the volunteers are honored today. So if you'd like to participate in honoring the Radio Catskill volunteers, give us a call, 845-482-4141, or go online right now to wjffradio.org. And share in all this the fun on Radio Catskill now, live.
Hey, live. And don't forget the mobile app you've downloaded. It's free. You could donate right there. And take Radio Catskill and all this live music wherever you are today, out and about. We've got one more from Good for Mondays here live in the studio. Guys, thank you so much for being here. And again, we are looking forward to your upcoming album, second album, right? Releasing in August. Fantastic.
Single for the second album release.
Single for
August.
The second, sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Second album will be in October. So.
You've got it all planned out. It's all platformed. It's all planned. All right. Let's hear another one from Good for Mondays. Thank you so much. It's Radio Catskill Summer Fun Drive.
Everything goes away. Taste on your tongue like a sweet cherry. Savory kiss of a summer's day. Everything goes away. The grip of the moon on the ocean's wave. The hue of your hair like a memory fade. Heart holds on, mind lets go, feelings gone before you know. Everything goes on. City lights and the great unknown. The freedom you find on the open road. Everything goes away. The depth of your lungs when you can't stand still. The fire in the eyes when you lost the will. Heart holds on, your mind lets go, feeling's gone before you know.
All right, Good for Mondays. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you coming in, and we're looking forward to your new music coming out this August and this fall, right? All right, and where can folks see you again? July 31st?
July 31st, we'll be at Two Farms Brewing over in Bloomingburg, and that's going to be at 6:30 p.m. for a nice unplugged acoustic set with us.
All right, you guys sound great. Thank
Fantastic.
You so much
Thanks
for your
for
support.
Us.
Yeah,
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Thanks for coming back. All right, that's Good for Mondays as part of our live music Saturday. Here during our summer fun drive, I'm Tim Bruno in the studio with Rosie Starr. And Rosie, they sounded so great.
Oh, they sounded wonderful. I love their harmonies, and they're like a little pack of birds, little young birds chirping together. It's beautiful. It's nice to hear peaceful, sweet things in the morning. And
we're easing you in. We're not getting into the harder sounds until later. No. But we have another musician coming up in just a second, getting set up. It's the Jamboni, Sebastian Conklin. Sebastian is a musical prodigy. He is only 9. And he's here with Dad, Uriah, and they're going to play in a little bit. Really amazing that we're able to bring you the burgeoning musicians as
yes,
well.
And he's dressed appropriately.
Yes, he's got his tie-dye.
Brilliant tie-dye and his great little hat. And, you know, he represents just spring youth. And it's fun to look at him. He's eager and curious about all the technology in the radio studio.
Well, we're getting them set up in Studio B, and they'll be on with us in just a moment. But we can take this time now to remind you that it's our summer fun drive, as you know, but to remind you that it is a challenge that we're trying to meet with our friend Rosie Starr and Norm, who have issued this $2,000 challenge to honor our volunteers, who are the heartbeat of this station. And we just announced this a little after 10 o'clock. And so far, we've heard from so many people to help us get down to only $975 to match.
Okay.
So it's a matching challenge.
Yes, we can do that. We can do that. And while we're doing it, first of all, I'll remind you, it's 845-482-4141 to call or go online at WJFFradio.org and the app.
Yep. And we want to thank the folks that have donated so far to help us match this challenge. We have to raise $2,000 in order to get the $2,000, a matching challenge. Mm-hmm. So thanks to Ellen from Chandelier, Tom from Beach Lake, Cass from Narrowsburg, the Heartbeat Music Hall of Grahamsville in honor of Nikki Red, Bill from Pleasant Mount, Pennsylvania, Kristen from Calicoon, Greg from New Hampton, and Dennis from Livingston Manor. All of those folks contributing right now to get us to just $975 to go in the $2,000 matching challenge. You know what's great about reading those names and those locations? The variety of the area of who's calling in, who's listening from all over the region, people listening and supporting the volunteers and Radio Catskill and live music.
Yes, we used to just be on the car radio or that little analog box in your kitchen, but now you can listen to Radio Catskill around the world.
Absolutely.
And while you're listening around the world, if you want to call in and give us a donation, that would be great, or go online. But Tim, can we talk about a little bit with the volunteers do here during the week?
We have a couple of minutes, right? They're still setting up with Sebastian. Yeah. And the thing is, and you bring up a really good point, Rosie, is that we often talk about the folks who you hear on air, the volunteers you hear, and you don't necessarily hear about all of the other people behind the scenes. And mm-hmm. so you were going to highlight some of those roles.
Because what it takes to be a volunteer, you need skills of reliability and commitment. You need to be flexible and willing to learn. And everyone here, I think, has those attributes. But the volunteers here, they produce a diversity, a real variety of music shows. They perform live music for special fundraising events. They produce talk shows and podcasts. They go out into the field, into the community with their recording equipment. They host during the news hours, they give community announcements and current weather. They write thank you cards, make calls to solicit funds. They answer the phone calls during fundraisers. There is a whole list of Board of Trustee members. They work event tables, sell your merch and T-shirts. They maintain websites and design surveys. They organize music sales and events. They set up and break down all the equipment. I mean, this is like a team.
And that's just the half of it.
I'm sure you can come up with a bunch more.
Well, no, you're right. And you don't think about that necessarily. And as you're saying that, I'm thinking of the people that match up to that volunteer-wise. Mm-hmm. Mike, you don't know Mike. Mike is helping us redesign our website, volunteering to do that. Eleanor comes in every Monday to help us write those thank you cards and also help us maintain the donor base. She's so happy to be here. We're so happy to see her. Denise, she comes in and helps out with our gardening and maintenance of the flowers out front, but also is helping with music sale stuff. Kenny, who's right over here in Studio B, he's our music sale and music master here. He knows how to look at and identify problems with some of the equipment and then repair that so that we're bringing folks equipment at the music sale that's reliable. Yeah. Those are just a few names that popped up as we're talking about all this. There's so many other folks behind the scenes lending a hand, all out of the goodness of their heart, to be here and support this place and support this station.
Because the other qualities they bring is they have a positive attitude.
Yes.
They bring enthusiasm and warmth and motivates other team members. They boost morale to the staff. It's important to have these attributes because this radio station is successful and will continue to be successful, but we need to hear the phone ring or see online donations. 845-482-4141. Do it now. We're trying to match this challenge.
$2,000 challenge from Rosie and her husband, Norm. And we can say thank you to Bob from Cragsmore. Thank you so much for that donation as well. And we might have another one coming in. Nope, not yet. I'm seeing we have a little messaging system here, and I'm seeing that Mimi is typing. I'm like, is there another one coming in?
That's messaging thing.
Yeah,
I have that now.
But it's how we're communicating that they're coming in. Yes, we got some donation from someone named Thane from Waymart.
Oh, Thane, an absolute wonderful volunteer.
The great thing to remember also that I should remind folks of is that
Thurman Barker.
Thurman Barker's release party today for his album.
2 p.m.
Is
DVAA.
At 2 o'clock at the DVAA
Tustin
Valley
Theater.
Arts Alliance in Narrowsburg.
Narrowsburg.
And Thane is going to be hosting that. He's going to be the MC. Thane, of course, a longtime volunteer board member, wonderful, wonderful human being as well, and is helping us support this challenge from more wonderful human beings, Rosie and Norm. So now guess what? We just have $720 to go.
Okay.
$720 to match this $2,000 challenge that's been issued by the Stars on behalf of our volunteers, and just listing out some of the things that they do here. You know, one of the other things that they sometimes do is bring baked goods. We do enjoy that.
Oh, yes. Well, I tried to hold back. I said, sometimes they have so much food, but otherwise I bake on demand. I have some
Ever hold back.
Okay. But I was just thinking about that Thurman Barker thing that's going to go on today. Instead of a bell, we could have a drum roll. Every time somebody makes a donation, we could get out the drums
roll.
Yes. Let's get drum or a tambourine. Are those musicians ready in there?
They're getting set up here. We're pulling in some extra equipment here. The keyboard, it looks like Sebastian's going to be on too. So as soon as he gets lined up, we'll have it for you in just a second. Again, you're listening to Radio Catskill. It's our summer fun drive. And normally you would be listening to Farm and Country at this time, one of the locally produced shows that we bring you every Saturday at 10. We're talking about life and the environment and agriculture and what makes this whole area beautiful to live in and be a part of. And Rosie Starr has been a part of that for so long and is here to bring us this challenge. And we're about $720 away from meeting it. If you can help be part of that, $20, $700.
Tim, I have a tiny little sweet story to tell if you want me to. It's a real Farm and Country gem.
We always enjoy a Farm and Country story, especially from Rosie Starr. Rosie, what is this sweet little gem you have?
Here goes. I was really yearning for a real strawberry a couple of weeks ago. Handpicked, local farm. I call up Goodfine Farm. Come on over, they said. It's the last day. Come and pick the strawberries.
That's over in Wayne County there?
Yes, in Wayne County. It's actually the site of the old Will-O-Wisp farm in Abramsville. These people are so sweet. Theron was there to greet me with, and there, the field was filled with people, little children chirping and singing and our parents bent over it, and we're all picking with our hands these beautiful strawberries, sweet, tiny little jewels, these little gems. And it's a memory that I have as a child picking strawberries with my mom, and I just needed to go back to that. And they gave me that opportunity, and I wanted to share that with you. It's like a little jewel. And that's the way I feel about radio. When we produce these segments, they're little gems, these little sweet jewels for people to enjoy the fruits of our labor. That's really what Farm and Country is about, a produce basket, a radio
bounty,
production.
A bounty of radio.
A bounty of radio production. And right now we need to continue with this challenge while we're getting set up for the music. 845-482-4141 is the number to call, or please go online, WJFFradio.org, or download the app and get it done on your phone.
Yeah, and every gift strengthens our station, strengthens the independence of this station, strengthens the fact that we can bring you live local music, local reporting, community connections, and keeping the lights on. 845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org, or via the mobile app. We are going to take a quick break here, and we're going to see how we're doing with the music set up, and we'll be right back after this on Radio Catskill.
I'm Ader Peralta, and I cover Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean for NPR. Lately, I've been covering the U.S. strikes on boats in the Caribbean and the momentous news out of Venezuela. I prioritize bearing witness. Hard to bear witness in an open ocean. Hard to bear witness in Venezuela because we're not allowed in. And so the next best thing is to surround the story. We went to Trinidad, where we spoke to family members of who they said were fishermen who went off into the waters and never came back. We complement what you're hearing from Washington with what's actually happening on the ground. And I think that's really the important part of getting as close to the truth as you possibly can. NPR is committed to helping you better understand the world. Invest in in-depth international coverage today by giving to this station. Thanks.
Give now at wjffradio.org.
You're listening to Radio Catskill. I'm Tim Bruno here with Rosie Starr. We're working on matching this $2,000 challenge from Rosie and Norm, where you have $720 to go. Donate now, 845-482-4141 or wjffradio.org or on the mobile app. We're also bringing you live music all day today, and we have a very special guest. It's the Jamboni Sebastian Conklin Music. Hey, how are you guys doing over there?
Excellent.
Okay, good. And that is Sebastian, and we're joined by Dad Uriah there. Hi, how are you?
Doing great, man.
All right, thanks for
being
here.
Happy to be here.
And Sebastian, how long have you been playing music?
Well, I started by literally just banging on pots and pans.
He was a little
baby. When I was one.
When you were one. And now how long have you been doing this then? You're how old now?
How long have I been playing guitar?
Yeah, you started at one, and how old are you now?
How old am I now? 9.
Yeah. So you've been at it. You're a vet. You've been at it for about 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. and you've got your own. You're out playing in the community, right? You're doing gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So what are you going to play for us today on our live music Saturday here?
A couple songs.
Okay. Well, you want to start out with one of them?
Yeah, sure.
All right. It's the Jamboni Sebastian Conklin Music live on Radio Catskill, our live music Saturday.
I'm going back to New Orleans. caught the rising sun.
Wow, that is the Jamboni Sebastian Conklin music, and live in our studio here, Liberty, New York, on Radio Catskill. And if you aren't tuned into the live feed on YouTube, what you're missing is that that's not only Sebastian singing, but also playing the keyboards really well too. Congratulations, good job there. Is this one of your traditional songs you like to play? Are you kind of drawn to the music of the 60s like that?
Well, I just like classic rock in general.
Classic rock in general. That's very cool. Yeah. And you've got your tie-dye on, and Dad's got his Deadhead hat on, and you've got the Sebastian Conklin music t-shirt on, and really good. What do you got for us next there, Sebastian?
Hotel California.
All right, another classic. It's Radio Catskills Live Music Saturday. We are trying to meet our challenge of $2,000 from Rosie and Norm, the stars. We can thank Evan from Tyler Hill, and we can thank Mav and Buck in Calicoon. And we now only have $570 to go, to match this $2,000 challenge. Let's try to do it before the end of the hour. 845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org. Or on the app. You can donate any of those ways. Sebastian, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, take it out. Take it away.
To forget, so I'm place I was before. And like said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can come in anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Hear the passion. He's banging those keys. That is the Jamboni Sebastian Conklin music live here in our studios at Radio Catskill during our summer fun drive. We are in the middle of a challenge issued by Rosie and Norm, $2,000 challenge from the great volunteers that they are, and also in honor of our volunteers, Rosie.
Yes, in honor of our volunteers that are working furiously behind the scenes here to get all these musicians up, solving a lot of technical problems as we go. And I have to say, I think we just heard a mini Mozart.
This professional musician, yeah. Doing a great job. Only 9 years
nine
old.
9 years old.
He's got one more, but I want to give an update here of where we are on the challenge. We heard from Kit. Thank you so much for your donation. Also, Sean in Pleasant Mount, who also says he loves farm and country, donating
thank you.
As well.
Thank
and
you.
Also Jane from Keshecton also donating. That means we just have $395 to go
okay.
on the $2,000 challenge, Rosie.
Okay. We can do it.
I think we can do it in the next 5 minutes even. We can do it before the end of this hour. If you like farm and country, if you like all the local news and information and music that you hear on this station, support it with your donation now at 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org or on the mobile app.
Which I understand works on Android or Apple.
It does. And you can get that for free on either one of those places where you download those apps. And we got one more from the Jamboni Sebastian Conklin music. And you want to give us a little update on what you guys got coming up?
Yeah, so Sebastian has a lot of shows coming up. So he's opening up for the Beach Boys on July 24th.
Amazing.
At Bethel Woods. He's playing Apogee Metrics Festival in Saratoga Springs. He's playing Yazga Road Reunion at Yazga's Farm in Bethel, August 14th through 16th. Froggy Days Music Festival at Landers Campground, September 17th through 20th. And October 12th at the Berryville Farmers Market. You can follow him on all the social media platforms. The Jamboni, Sebastian Conklin Music. All info to purchase tickets for those shows are on the Facebook posts. And please donate to this radio station because they have been serving this community for so long that they deserve it.
Thank you so much. And hey, tell us where the Jamboni came from. How does that work into the name of the music that you're doing there, the group?
I don't know. I just made it up one day and I thought it was funny. And he actually breaks the ice like a Zamboni, but he's the Jamboni.
I get it. All right.
So right now we're going to play an original song the two of us wrote. And awesome. It's called The Tunnel.
Yeah.
It's going to be your first time played on radio.
Amazing. All right. The world exclusive here, guys. It's the Jamboni Sebastian Conklin music live in our studios on our summer fun drive Saturday.
And he's only nine. He's single digit. Just think of the possibilities.
He just started playing guitar when he turned 7.
Oh, wow. All right. Here we go, guys. You ready? Take it away.
He said this song is going to be on the radio, and, this isn't the way I thought it would be.
Got to
improvise
song, huh?
As a musician. You're doing well.
You good to go, buddy?
Yeah.
struggles.